Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Blog Talk, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, I hope that today finds you all in good spirits. And since today is basically Christmas, I'm hoping that it's finding a lot of happy people with the things that they wanted under the tree and all of the above. Anyway, to move on with today's show. Today's show is kind of a continuation of the show that we did, which was Use the Moments, and we're adding a portion to this. For those of you that got kind of cut off, I'm sorry, but unfortunately we lost connection, and I didn't know that we lost connection. But such is life. Anyway, we're still moving forward. We're still moving on. Anyway, living in the moment, or using the moment. Using the moment means taking advantage of now. Taking advantage of the time that you have now to do the things that you want to do, to live your dreams, to find success, to become the person that you want to become, or just to get, you know, the little things that you need to get done throughout the day done. And what ends up happening is that as we do those little things, as we take care of those little things, as we take advantage of the moment, we're able to find that, or we will find that as time goes on, we're able to accomplish a lot of different things. We're able to succeed at things that we may have never even thought we had a chance of succeeding at, and we're able to finish things and meet goals and meet deadlines and all of the above. And also, as we go through life, we find that we get closer and closer to our dream. We get closer and closer to the thing that's going to make us the person that we wanted to be or the people that we wanted to be. We get closer to that invisible person. Now, in the show the other day, what we were talking about was I was actually using one of my supervisors as an example, and I was basically saying that, you know, this person, when I was talking to them, they really weren't listening. They had already basically wrote off what was being said, and they were having their own self-talk. So that's really what I was trying to get to when I was talking the other day. As I was talking to the individual, they were having a conversation in their heads. They had already made up their mind that certain things were certain ways, was a certain way. So since that particular dialogue was going on, it was taking place, nothing that I was saying or nothing that was being said was really probably being taken for its full value, if it was being listened to at all. And again, that's something that we all have to be careful about as we go through our lives, because sometimes we get a particular thought in our head and we don't realize that that thought may have been put there by somebody else, that the person that's actually conveying information may be worth listening to. And by listening to them, you might not only be able to save your relationship with them, but also realize that the person or persons in which you're taking your information from may not be giving you valid and concrete information. So they may be leading you down the wrong path. But if you were to actually listen to the individuals talking to you, especially when, I guess you can say, the person is on the witness stand, you know, then you're liable to hear things for what's actually being said, and you're not creating, you know, a story in your head. You're hearing the facts, and then, of course, you can judge or make your decisions wisely and, of course, with the right information. But a lot of times that doesn't happen. But either way, ladies and gentlemen, there's really nothing that you or I can do about that. In order for a person to listen, they have to be willing to listen. If they're not willing to listen, then, as they say, c'est la guerre. You know, so goes the war. There's not really much that you can do about it. Just learn from that experience. Make sure that you don't repeat that other person's mistake as you deal with other people and as you listen to information. And make sound judgments as you move forward. But anyway, living in the moment is just that. Living in the moment is taking charge of the life that you have now and taking a hard look at your life and the things that are going on in them and understanding that circumstances happen and there's always going to be circumstances and situations and that sometimes your circumstances can weigh pretty heavily upon you. However, your circumstances are not you. And how you deal with those circumstances basically determines on whether you're going to go forward or you're not going to go forward. So with that said, pretty much living in the moment or using the moment, something that you need to keep in your mind and remember that there's no such thing as failure. We're all a work in progress and we're all growing and maturing and, and trying to get to what we really want to get to. Now, on that subject, we're going to go to the subject of habits. Habits are very, very powerful. And a lot of times our habits dictate our success or they dictate our failure. Or in some cases, those same habits may dictate our failure or our success in one area and then do the total opposite in others. You guys have heard me say on many occasions that you aren't your circumstances. Your circumstances are only what have happened to you. It's your responses to your circumstances that actually dictate what the end results will be as time goes on. You know that little things matter. We've discussed that in an earlier show. You know that whatever you accomplish, big or small, it's all made up of small steps. Each step after the other gets you closer to your goal or gets you farther to your goal. And the whole thing, again, is that as you go, to make those little slight corrections, to make those little changes, to understand that there's going to be times when you may have to take a couple of steps back or maybe go around in a circle or maybe start all over from another point to look at and look at a thing objectively as you move forward and move on with your life. We also know the power of action, the power of acting in the present. That's, again, taking charge of the moment. And we also know that failure is your greatest teacher. It's probably the greatest teacher that you'll ever have. So from those failures, we don't want to continue to repeat the same things that we've done in the past. If we've experienced failure, be it in relationships, be it in school, be it in work, be it in anything, we don't want to continue that pattern because that's a pattern of negativity. It didn't give us a positive result. So since it didn't give us a positive result, then that means we might need to change or alter it. Now, that change of alteration of plan could be small or it could be big. I don't know your particular situation, but you have to weigh each thing separately. But also, please keep this in mind. Now that we're talking about habits, habits are a simple thing, and they're the simple things that you do over and over again, day after day. And those habits can either help you gain ground, all right, or they can take away from you. After all, your habits are some of the things that you do without thinking. It's easy to forget about them, so we need to remember that those habits, again, either help us succeed or hurt us, or in some cases, it's almost an even keel. They hurt us just as much as they help us succeed, so we need to try to get habits that are going to help us succeed and help us move forward. Point one, habits run your life. There's really no getting around it. There's really no secret here, all right? Habits are part of you. They're things that you decided to take on and that you've decided to repeat again and again and again. And those same things are what have gotten you either success or gotten you failure in the past. So we need to keep in mind that we're constantly running on habits because habits run our lives. Now, earlier I talked to you about your philosophy. Everything in your life, good or bad, is actually dictated by your philosophy. It's how you perceive that thing to be. It's how you rationalize that thing to be. So if you take your philosophy, all right, philosophy plus your attitude, and then your attitude plus your actions, and then your actions plus your life, that's basically how this series goes. It's a wheel. It's a wheel. So from your philosophies, you come up with a certain belief and certain beliefs. And from those beliefs, you move forward into your life. Well, those beliefs cause you to have different attitudes. Those different attitudes, again, cause you to take different actions. And those different actions give you the good, the bad, and whatever it is that you want to take it from your life. Your habits are a result of your choices, choices that you've made in the moment, which the thoughts have come to you and your attitudes and your philosophy in the way you see yourself and the world. So when you hear somebody say fair to middling, that's how they perceive the world. That's how they perceive their life. If you hear people that say, I'm always all right, again, that's how they perceive their life. If you hear people that say, well, I don't have anything to say because, you know, nobody's listening anyway, again, that's how they perceive their life. Is that how you want to perceive your life? The first thing that you need to remember is that you don't really want to try to get rid of habits. What you want to try to do is you want to try to get new habits, put new habits in their place. You know, there's an old thing that if if you think about, if they tell you don't think about a pink elephant, you're going to think about a pink elephant. And the same thing kind of works with habits. So instead of trying to necessarily get rid of the old habit, try to bring on new habits that are going to counteract that old habit. New habits that are going to replace eventually, because they eventually become stronger because you do them more and more and more, those are the habits that are going to replace the old habits and replace those problems or those things that are causing you problems in your life. So each time that you want to move forward, you need to just pick up a new habit. Again, not trying to get rid of the old one, but trying to get a new habit that's got a stronger bond on you and is going to help you to do the things that you need to do. Habits have enormous power. In fact, habits, again, are what run your life. Whether your habit is good or not, the only person that knows is you. When you put a lot of energy into focusing on what you don't want, you usually get more of that in your life, which is what I was talking about before, because you focus on good or bad growth. It's better to focus on the positive things that you want rather than the negative things that you want in your life. So that's why I was saying we need to replace these things, or replace these things that we don't want in our lives, with positive things that are good in our lives. Habits are the tools to help you grow, to develop as a person. And instead of serving your habits, make your habits serve you. Let me repeat that. Instead of serving your habits, let your habits serve you. If there's something going on in your life and that thing is very negative and it's causing a negative effect, then maybe you need to just leave that alone and start trying to do other things that are going to help you to distract your mind to positive habits and get rid of those bad ones. Like, let's say you're in love with some particular guy or girl and that person isn't in love with you. Well, maybe you need to find something to help you to focus on some other area. And one of the cures for something like that is helping others. By helping others, that could take you out of that zone, take you out of that mindset, and put you in a mindset where now you can, you're so focused on the new things that you're doing that you don't really have time to dwell on those negative things or those things that are not serving you. Another thing is keeping busy. Now, I'm not saying keeping busy doing negative things, not drinking, hanging out with your buddies. I'm talking about positive things that are not only going to grow you, but they're going to grow your mind, your body, and your spirit. You know, going to the gym, taking a run, reading a book, or learning a new subject that you never even thought of learning before, or volunteering your time to help with some group or other organization that may could use your help because you may have skills that could be of value to them. So one of the cures to trying to break a habit is to help others. By helping others, you'll focus on them and not on yourself. Also remember, by helping others, you grow and you help yourself to widen your sphere of influence. Also, you gain more knowledge. Also, you make better connections. Also, people that may not have ever got to know you now get to know you and get to understand that you have certain skills that may be a positive effect to them. Keeping busy. Again, not keeping busy on stuff that's negative, but keeping busy on stuff that's positive, that's going to grow you and help you to do the things that you do. Okay? All right. Point two, make your habits serve you. We all have a limited amount of time on this earth, and we also have different things that happen to us, our circumstances of fate. All right? What limits you is never circumstances, nor is it fate. The limiting factor is always you and what you hold to be true in your mind. And if you want to believe in the positive, you'll have positive results. The wisest choice that you can ever make is to believe that you have unlimited possibilities, because you do have unlimited possibilities. And remember that those unlimited possibilities, you need to use them. Use them as tools that and create that habit that's going to help you to do the things that you want to do. There are two kinds of habits. There are the habits that make you grow, and there are the habits that hold you back. The first type of habit is a tool that you can use to achieve success. The second habit is a tool that you are the slave of. The habit does not serve you, you serve it. So don't make your habits something that you serve, make them something that serve you, get you to where you want to get, grow, get you to grow and to develop and to become, again, that person that you truly want to become, that person that you were truly meant to be, that invisible person that we were talking about before. point three. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take steps to develop good habits. A lot of people take small steps and replace bad habits with good ones. As you can hear from this show, we're trying to give you little tips and little nuggets that you can use to do what you need to do. All right, another thing that may be helpful to you is to develop a schedule. Develop a schedule so that you can start trying to do the things and change some of your habits, to live in the moment and to start to develop better habits or habits that are going to help you by adding them to your list. So create that list. Do things ahead of time. Don't wait till the last minute. Get into the habit of trying to do things early, trying to knock them out. Try not to cram too much into the little bit of time that you have, and try to structure it so that when you do put your time into something, you're getting the full value of it. And remember, here's another tip. Don't get down on yourself. Stay positive. Keep that positive framework, and always remember that you can do it. You've got what it takes. And it's just a matter of you properly aligning yourself, your thoughts, your mind, your spirit, and your body, so that you can accomplish the things that you need to do. Here's another thing. I talk about mentors and different mentors in your life, and mentors are very powerful. But remember this, no matter what happens, you have to be yourself. You can't be anybody else. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a lot harder for you to be somebody else than it will ever be for you to be you. So by being yourself, you're giving yourself an edge. You are unique. There will never be another like you. One of the reasons that a lot of us like certain people is because they are unique. Trying to be like them is not making us unique, it's making us like them. So it's something that you need to keep in mind. Another thing that you may want to keep in mind, well, not may, but should keep in mind and consider, is separate your needs from your wants. Separate your needs from your wants. Do you really need that or do you really want that? Your needs should be your primary goal, and then after that you can get to your wants, but your needs need to be taken care of. If somebody else is taking care of your needs and you're not, then you're not taking care of your needs. So you need to find a way to be able to take care of your needs before you start dwelling on your wants. Now, don't give up a habit. Start a new one. You've heard me say this a couple of times already. I'm not telling you to give up something. What I'm telling you is to start a new habit. And as you do that new habit, that's going to give you positive results. Again, it's going to be a little bit of a fight. It might be. But by doing those positive things, it's going to get you closer to what you want to do. All right? Action steps. Do you take time to reflect on your life? If so, how do you do it, and what have you learned from it? Next thing, it isn't how you could begin that you reflect on your life. This is just a way for you to start looking at different things. So it doesn't matter how you started. What matters is how you end. And how you end is going to be a constant step-by-step process to get you where you want to be. So, starting is only part of the battle. Taking those next steps to get you further and further to your goal is the overall goal, because you want to get to where you want to be. And you want to have a happy and a fulfilled life. So, with that said, again, you need to take charge of your life. You need to live in the moment. You need to take every little step and remember that it starts with little steps. Don't try too big. You don't want to try to run a marathon in your first day. What you want to do is you want to run and run and run and build up to that time. Each time trying to go a little bit further, but building your body, your mind, and your spirit up so that you can do that. Also, remember that sometimes things are going to happen that get in your way. Some of us call them failure. However, there is no such thing as failure. Each time that you get out there and run, each time that you get out there and conquer a new goal, each time that you have a new success that you obtain, be thankful for that success and then try to move on to the next step. If you need to repeat it one or two times, repeat it one or two times so that you feel confident that you can do that thing and you can move forward with your life. But again, remember, there's no such thing as failure. Each step is getting you closer and closer to your ultimate goal. And again, as you get closer and closer to each of those goals, what you'll find out is that you find out that that goal is just part of the goal that you truly and really want to reach. Next thing, create those positive habits. Create those positive habits and those habits that are going to guide you and get you to where you need to get. They're going to help you grow and help you develop. Don't let anybody hold you back. Don't let anybody put you down. If somebody says you're doing too much, I'm not saying don't listen, but what I'm saying is that are you really doing too much, or is this just somebody that's doing too little? That I don't know. That's something that you'll have to look at and evaluate on your own. However, I'm just throwing it out there because it's something to consider. Also, look at that circle of influence in which you deal with. Are these people that add to you, or are these people that take away from you? Are these people that help you grow, or are these people that stunt you and keep you from reaching the true goals and true self that you were meant to be? The only person that knows if that's the case, again, is you, but you have to take a really good look at it. And also remember that some days you have to step away from the table. You have to step back and see everything that's in front of you before you can truly attack it. Because if you've already got a myopic look at things, if you've got tunnel vision when you're dealing with something, you're probably not seeing it clearly. And if you're not seeing it clearly, it's, again, not going to serve you. So let's do the things we need to do. Let's move on with our lives. Let's be successful. Let's be happy. Let's try to help as many people as we can, because knowing that helping each of those people will also be helping us in the long run, and let's do it because it's the right thing to do as we develop and grow. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. I hope that today's show was informative and helpful to any and everyone that listened to it, and please share it with anybody who you think could use it. Our goal is to try to help as many people as we can. And as you say, my personal goal is one day to have so much that I can spend the rest of my life just giving it away. And right now what I have to give away is knowledge, and I hope that it's received in the manner that it's given, which is in a positive light. Thank you very much, everybody, and have a great day, have a great holiday, have a great Christmas, have a great New Year, all of the above. Thank you again for listening to The Zurian Show, and take care and be well. Take care.